Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This was an act of targeted political violence. Peaceful discourse is the foundation of our democracy. We don't settle our differences with violence or at gunpoint.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says now is a dangerous time given the politically motivated shooting of two state Democratic lawmakers. State Representative Melissa Hortman, State Senator John Hoffman, and their respective spouses were shot over the weekend. Suspect Vance Bolter fled the scene dressed as a police officer after exchanging gunfire with police officers. Law enforcement says they found a hit list of more than 70 names, mostly of Democratic lawmakers, in his car. Bolter's online history paints him as an opponent of abortion and gay rights. Political scientists say violent acts, from the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's mansion to Saturday's shooting at a Utah No Kings rally, may mean we're entering an ugly moment. David Schultz of Hamline University says it reminds him of when several leaders were assassinated in the 60s. He says growing social isolation and division can feed conspiracy theories and radicalization.
Falsity travels more rapidly and more deeply than truth, and the relative anonymity or distance of social media also emboldens people to radicalize. Put all that together, that gets us part of the recipe of where we are in our society right now.
President Trump's military parade Saturday marked the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, despite fears it could politicize America's traditionally nonpartisan armed forces. The White House says 250,000 people attended, but outside estimates put the number closer to 20,000. Critics point out the parade cost as much as $45 million, mostly because of damage to D.C. streets. A recent poll finds most American adults say it wasn't a good use of funds. Others point to administration cuts to veterans' benefits. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the GOP budget reconciliation bill would cut benefits by more than $35 billion over a decade. Organizers estimate more than 5 million people participated in the more than 2,000 No Kings protests on the same day. Trump supporters say the president is defending constitutional values and using lawful powers to advance his agenda, but Micah Pulliam of Indiana says she decided to join a march due to concerns about the president's authoritarian behavior.
America hasn't had a king. We rejected kings years and years and years ago, and Trump is acting like a king, like he can make all the decisions and do what he wants. That's not how America works.
One surprise was how many rallies took place in Republican states. Rural West Virginia has strong ties to fossil fuels, and nearly 70% there voted for Trump, but the state's dozen No Kings rallies drew thousands of people. Organizers say Montana held twice that number of events. Rose, who asks to be identified only by her first name, is a co-founder of Missoula Resists, which she says supports science, human rights, and active community building. She says rural Montana is a lot more purple than red.
It is a reflection of the fact that we are independent-minded, and we are willing to say when someone has gone too far and when the government is no longer reflecting the will of the people.
Iran and Israel continue military strikes, killing more than 200 and raising oil prices. Neither side seems ready to stop. Israel says it's reducing Iran's nuclear capability. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.